Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tim Irwin back in the show. Tim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Going back more than 8 years. He is he's a licensed psychologist, adjunct professor at the University of Georgia. He is the author of a number of books, all of which I'm pretty sure we've launched on this show, including Derailed, which is one of my favorite of his, and then I think the new one's called Impact. Great Leadership Changes Everything. Dr. Tim Irwin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Did I get that right? Impact? Is that the new one?
That's the newest book. Yeah, I've got another one in the oven, but I'll tell you about that in a few months.
We expect to launch it on the show.
Oh, sounds good.
So one of the things that you do in your work is talk to leaders about accountability. Now, I'd like for you to take a few minutes and talk to us about what you mean. I mean, accountability, when we say that word, we all think we know what that means. But tell us some of the different applications that you think it has.
Well, there's a very important distinction, Jim, that I think we have to make, and that's between accountability for the task, but also accountability for personal behavior. And what most leaders are comfortable with is talking about the task. We have all these fancy tools, we set goals, we have balanced scorecards, we have feedback, performance feedback, and so on, but that tends to focus on the task. And by the way, that's critically important. So what I think of as accountability is we've said, okay, we agreed that you're going to have this much in sales or manufacture this many parts or whatever your job is. And so by the month or quarter, however the measurement period is, we give feedback and talk about how to improve. And that is critical to the workplace. The part that's neglected, though, is personal accountability. Mm-hmm. In other words, my behavior. And I see dozens of examples all the time about where personal accountability is violating the norms of the company or the culture.
When you say personal behavior and accountability, are you talking about misbehavior?
Let me give you an example. I know of a company that employed some salespeople who were just killing it. I mean, they were doing an outstanding job. But the way they were getting it done was they were taking their customers for the kinds of entertainment that the senior officers just didn't approve of. In other words, it wasn't the...
They didn't reflect the values of the company.
Exactly. And so they had to really address that. And in one case, the guy said, I don't care. This is how I get my work done. And they parted ways. And by the way, those are the hardest people to fire, people that are actually getting results, like sales, but aren't reflecting the values of the company.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting. So that's misbehaving and the reason I make my point that out is because don't we all think that we can all identify misbehaving real quickly?
Well, we can. And it's the sort of thing that you may not be able to say it as much in advance, but you know it when you see it. I've been working with an organization for a long time, and they fired somebody not long ago because the guy was just making a lot of the women in the company feel uncomfortable. It was just things he would say, things he would tweet. He'd come up and give somebody a neck rub, mm-hmm. and these were all advances, unwanted advances. And you can think, well, gee, you know, they need to toughen up. But it was pretty egregious.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the guy was unbelievably talented and had a responsibility in that company, which has quite frankly suffered in his absence.
Was it because was he actually being flagrant, or was he just that kind of a demonstrative person?
It was flagrant, and he didn't respond well to feedback. You know,
so he wasn't taking the tips that we don't like this.
Exactly. He was given some warning signs like, hey, you need to knock this off. You know, this you're making some people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think sometimes people are a little bit overly sensitive, and that was kind of what your question was implying.
Well, that's the reason I asked the question is because I think you would agree with me that political correctness is alive and well in the workplace today.
Well, it's gone amok.
And there are some things that people are, you know, would the humans typically do that shouldn't be taken wrong that are taken wrong now these days.
If this had been one or two people, and maybe they'd been people that were kind of flaky anyway,
right.
But this was a broader group, and it went on for long enough and didn't respond to feedback. And so finally they parted ways, and he was a very talented individual doing a critical role, and the areas he was responsible for had done better revenue-wise than just about anything they'd done.
I was sort of playing the role of his attorney, right? If he were contesting the firing, you know, his attorney would say, "Well, you know, hey, what do you do?" And I'm not minimizing his behavior at all. It's just that you know, this is the reason I point that out is this is the challenge that managers have to deal with these days, isn't it?
And we live in a different world. I mean, things have changed. You know, people are more concerned about their rights and more concerned about, because in the past I've seen instances where this was tolerated. People just said, "Hey, it's a part of the workplace," but it's a different rule, and we have stronger laws, and so it's just. But anyway, the important thing is that we give feedback to people not only about the task but also about personal behavior. And we've all known of situations. My grandmother used to say, "Don't get your honey where you get your money." And you know,
I didn't meet your grandmother.
Well, listen, she's had a lot of those wives.
I bet she did. My grandmother had a few of those too.
But the you know, the idea is, you know, it's probably not best to mix personal relationships with work relationships.
And yet we're thrown in with people more. We're with our coworkers more than anybody else in our lives.
And hey, chemistry happens.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where some judgment is involved. But I would say, by and large, it's not a good idea to try and push a lot of romantic.
So what 30 seconds before we go to the next segment, what's your final wrap-up on this segment?
Leadership has to set a climate where an expectation where we talk about the task and we get feedback on the task, but also where we can freely talk about personal behavior as well, and we can hold people accountable to the values of the company.
But there is a balance that we're trying to strike right now between flagrance and grow up, right? Growing up, being an adult, and not being sensitive to every little thing that happens.
There. And the difference is wisdom.
Yeah, that's well said. I need your website quickly. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. His new book is called Impact. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.